Well, my friends, we haven't talked about Dr. Fauci in a very, very, very long time. Well, there's a new movie out from our friends over at Angel Studios called Thank You, Dr. Fauci. And joining us now on the Warrior Injury Law Studio line is Jenner First, who's the one behind this movie. Jenner, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Such a pleasure. So why don't you tell me why you decide to go and make this?
Well, you know, I found myself pretty disenchanted with life during the pandemic, and I continued doing what I do, which is make movies. And about 2 years after the outbreak itself, I got contacted by some producers that asked me if I'd be willing to do an independent investigation into Fauci. I was cynical. I do this for a living, and I've uncovered a lot of corruption and crime and, you know, things that are within the vein of what happened with COVID. So I offered to do some digging. And when I did the digging, it only took me about 3 hours to realize that about 300,000 pages of evidence existed that proved the largest scientific cover-up in history. And the reason that I decided to proceed was that despite being a cynical person, despite being someone who believed that this could have come from a lab, I had willfully lived in a bubble, and I was complicit to one of the worst things that's ever happened in this country, and such a violation to all of our rights, whether it be parents of children, people who were working, people whose entire lives were turned upside down, and what resulted in the largest transfer of wealth in American history. Trillions of dollars went from the poor to the rich. And I was sitting here looking at the news, and none of the stories I was reading were touching on this. And I found myself with a personal obligation to investigate it. And that's when I fell down the rabbit hole, and the rest was history.
So we're talking with Jenner First, who's the director of Thank You, Dr. Fauci. And we know that Fauci wasn't just responsible for the mess with regards to COVID. It was also the AIDS crisis. It was also so many other health issues we had over time. Is there something where you think this guy just got away with literal murder, or I guess you'd say manslaughter, or I don't know, assisting in all that for years and years and nobody wanted to do anything about it? I mean, how could this guy suck so bad at his job and be the highest paid government employee because he's been there for so long?
You know, this to me feels like a parallel to questions about the criminal justice system. How could it be so broken? How could it be so dysfunctional? You actually have to take an opposite approach and accept it as something extremely functional for those who want it to function that way. And it's very similar with Fauci. He's not the mastermind of all these things. He is an incredibly useful tool for those who wish to profit off of our sickness, off of our oppression, off of social control. And he is a great protector of the deep state, which as a progressive and left-leaning person, I'm non-political, but I think what's most ironic is that there's a convergence here, and so many things that represented left or progressive or anti-government movements, they dovetail with libertarian concepts. And the greatest opposition to that is this giant blob of a government, which Fauci is the poster child for. He is the ultimate bureaucrat. He's a non-elected official who was in power for almost 50 years and who functionally allowed our government and many different corporate interests, specifically the pharmaceutical industry, to benefit from lies and profit from lies and essentially fund reckless research that was multi-purpose research. They were able to spy on the Chinese. They were able to advance pharmaceutical research at no cost to those companies. And when it all went wrong, somehow, even though all these people were to blame, including the United States government, who benefited from it? It certainly wasn't us down here at the bottom. Working class people, we lost the most and they profited the greatest. And Fauci is the perfect person to allow that to happen. And he was the consummate insider. And that's what makes him so sinister. And so I see him more as like a Forrest Gump of the American bureaucracy, where he just sort of weaves through everything disgusting about our system and even more sinister under the guise of a doctor, you know, someone here to help us, when in reality, the Hippocratic Oath says do no harm, and Fauci did a lot of harm. And so he's a modern-day Oppenheimer, except Oppenheimer lived in so much regret about the nuclear bomb and everything he did, whereas Fauci is a bit of a sociopath narcissist who seems to revel in the attention he gets for the depravity that he represents. And it's truly disturbing, and I think American people have grown to either love him or hate him, and that was his whole purpose, to divide us. And the only antidote is for us to come together and defend our basic human rights. And I think that that should be a non-political thing. And that's what I hope to achieve in this film, was a message for all of us that our divisions around COVID, our infighting, you know, turning on your own neighbor, that doesn't benefit us. That benefits the people who transferred trillions of dollars of wealth away from us. Our only power is in unifying against this type of bureaucracy and, you know, dark influence of pharmaceutical industries, things that are really punishing us. And so Fauci is the perfect poster child for that story, because when you dig beneath the surface, you realize we've all been victims of it in a way that we had no idea. And it's a 50-year story. It involves other pandemics. It involves other drugs that were brought to market that were ineffective. And it involves, you know, serious war machine intelligence, Cold War with China. It's a very frightening story that we all need to wake up to.
In the last few minutes, we have with Jenner First, who's the director of Thank You, Dr. Fauci. Have you had any reaction from Dr. Fauci's people or any government agencies regarding your film?
Well, I think what's so interesting is that in the film, you see that I've opened the door to the process of making a film. And my co-producers and I are debating how to approach a story like this as we're unearthing frightening research, not just about COVID, but about pandemics like Lyme's disease, you know, which was effectively a leak from a bioweapons facility off the coast of Long Island that is essentially Rocky Mountain fever that's called Lyme disease because that's where it was, you know, originally detected as a leak. So there's so many frightening things we uncovered, and we tried to understand how to talk to Fauci, and I emailed him. And luckily I had his contact because, ironically, I was set to make a movie about him that didn't get produced. And that was at the outset of the pandemic. And so I get a response from Fauci that he's interested by my proposal to speak with him. I had kept it very generic. And I never got any times from him, and he had mentioned how busy he was with his book tour and that he couldn't speak to me because of his book tour. And when I eventually wrote back, I said, you know, I'm less interested in some of the more celebratory stories about your time during COVID. I'm more interested in dual-purpose research, gain-of-function research, bioweapons research, and a story spanning 50 years that has grave consequences. And at that point, Fauci looped in his attorney, who happened to be an attorney for former presidents and clearly a man representing some of the most powerful people in America. And I think it was a signal to me that he was putting his defense on alert and that I should tread very carefully as I continued my story because he would have his attorney monitoring. And we didn't have any further contact. And I think ultimately, actions speak louder than words. And ironically enough for him, his book became a subject of the film. So when I was unable to speak with him, when I was unable to speak with Fauci, and he gave me no other path to hear his commentary than to read his book, I was left with an audiobook narrated by Fauci, which became his commentary. And ironically, everything he says in that book is the complete opposite of what scientists, intelligence specialists, former government officials said about his tenure. And it became one of the most ironic things ever to hear Fauci's voice in his book going counter to a narrative that he didn't touch on at all, which was the complete opposite of how he viewed his career. And that was my exchange with Fauci. And since then, I have not seen him. I have not spoken to him. No one from his team has reached out to me. And I think their assumption is the great efforts they went through to censor all of us will still be successful today. And that type of privilege creates a bit of a vacuum for people like that. They've succeeded at silencing stories for 50 years. What would be different today? And thanks to Angel Studios, who's the only streamer who was willing to distribute the film, and mind you, my films have been on all the major platforms. I've reached over a billion viewers with my past work. It's been countless press hits. I've been on morning shows. I've worked with great celebrities on causes. And this film had a complete press blackout. And you were one of only a few outlets that is paying attention to it. And Angel was the only outlet brave enough to release it. And I think that that speaks volumes. And hopefully that's enough of a crack in the wall to let the rest of the public have access to this story.
The movie is Thank You, Dr. Fauci. The director is Jenner First. Thank you so much for being with us today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.